something that I have learned in life is how to be with my anger in a healthy way. Because for women, we are not taught that it's okay to be angry. Like, how many times have you been angry and then you're a crazy bitch? Or, you know, it's just like men can be aggressive. Men can scream and yell and whatever. And it's kind of just like, you know, in certain ways.
Boys
will be boys. It's not a big deal. They're just like fighting and slamming each other through the windshield. Like, early the
window.
There
they go again.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. That's my man.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good. They're getting their aggression out.
Yeah, but literally. Like, that's hot.
Yeah. But we have like, we also have a masculine within us, which I'm not like correlating with anger. But
yeah.
There is also a side of women where we feel anger. Anger is a natural human emotion. And it is so intelligent because it's showing you where you are not honoring your boundaries. And you may not even know that you have boundaries. So the way anger comes out is just like reactive and destructive, which is not the way that you want to be with it. It's not really being integrated and letting it kind of just like burn and allowing yourself to feel it fully and not needing to have somebody else validate that your anger is okay. It's also what we're looking for. If I get angry, how do you react to it? Do you shame me for it? Do you welcome it? Like, and we're constantly looking for everybody else to validate that our feelings are okay. But with anger, it's so important to feel it and feel like, what is it telling me here? What is it asking and requiring me to change? Within myself, within the way that I show up with others, you know, and maybe it could also be an unintegrated pain from childhood, from trauma that you've experienced formerly that you're also suppressing and turning in on yourself so that any tiny little thing that like penetrates all of a sudden just blows up at somebody else. But the anger is like it's a really edgy thing because for women, we don't really feel like we know how to be with it. And I know for myself, when I've been angry, like I met in myself a lot in my last relationship, is it's really, really asking for you to like deepen into what is here for me, what is not working, what is required here, what needs to change. How can I actually like use this as intelligence and allow myself to fully feel it? Don't hold any of it back. And I don't think my sensing, which I don't believe I know anything, but the way that I operate is there are elements where you can get out like aggressive anger, where you can like punch a punching bag and like all this stuff. But I think almost there's this thing where it kind of like keeps you in a loop.
Yeah.
Where it correlates anger with violence. Mm-hmm. And one of the invitations from my album, Goddess Rise, there's a song called Into the Fire that's about sacred rage. And the energy of it is meant to provoke the anger that hasn't been felt. And what you do with it is you dance it.
Mm-hmm.
You dance it. If you have to ball your fists, if you have to stick your tongue out, if you have to scream, but it's just like giving it the permission to come up and out. And you don't need anyone else to do that. Mm-hmm. All you need is yourself. And then if you really like to, use my song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but it's designed to allow you to fully feel it. And it's somewhat modeled after an experience that I have. Regina, that wrote Pussy a Reclamation, does this practice called swamping. And in swamping, you do a rage dance. You do a grief dance, and then the last dance to kind of purify and fully alchemize the energy is turn on, because like sexual energy is really purifying. And I had an experience with a dear sister of mine who's a friend of hers, and Emily Fletcher. And I went through that process that she guided me through and was amazed at When you feel the anger. I've never felt anger and not just been stuck in it. Like, it's hard to get out of it when you're in it. But if you really allow yourself to move it through dance, what it unveils and what happened very organically in my experience is it uncovers the deep grief and sadness that the anger is protecting. And so this song that, you know, the song Into the Fire is exactly that. It's an ecstatic dance where you can go into your rage. I mean, it's like heavy drums, and I had screams that I actually screamed when I was really, really angry. Like, every single thing in this album is real. There was not a moment where I was acting anything that was in this album. I had to go through really deep initiations to be in the right resonance to bring it through. And then after the rage dance, it moves into me singing to my own grief, and grief that I feel like is very relatable to people who don't know how to articulate what it is that they're feeling and what it is that they're really protecting. And then to this, you know, kind of Phoenix rising moment that's a realization that you can't hurt me because I am infinite, I am whole, I am woman, to like fully coming back into your power. So it's this whole arc of this journey, but, you know, going through my own initiation with my own anger is what kind of guided me to the key codes of like, this is how I can share this practice through music and what I know how to do as medicine. And it feels, you know, I have the whole album that's a journey, and I have an entire visual album that I also filmed with it that tells the story. So it's kind of like Beyonce's Lemonade, if you've ever seen that. Each video can be alone, but they're also, you know, there's going to be spoken word, and it weaves this entire story. And as I was filming the Sacred Rage Into the Fire song, you know, I could feel like this is so important for women to see. Like, if I had seen something like this when I was in the depth of my stuff, oh my gosh, that would have been so helpful to just have a tool. You know, like I've had to pave my own way and take, you know, take the right action and call in the right things. And now it's like, there are these ways where you can't bypass the process, but there are tools where it's like, you probably don't have to go through it in the same way that I did. Like, it's really, really potent and really powerful. But yeah, the invitation of the entire project being like, who are you in the fullness of your radiance, which also means the fullness of your expression, which is not just grace and light. It's also messiness and chaos and rage. But like, the more deeply, as we've been saying, the more deeply that you can meet yourself, the more that you can really anchor your soul's expression into the world, because you're just like becoming this portal and this beacon for, you know, receiving all this information, because you're just in so much resonance with your truth.
No, it's so beautiful. And I feel like one of the reasons why it's so potent that it's arriving at this time, I feel as though, because we live in a time where there's social media, some, like, whether we are quote public figures or not, an aspect of our lives are being projected out into the world, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Unconsciously, we kind of morph so that we can be presented, you know, and that involves really ignoring, dimming, pushing down any feelings that feel maybe too big, too ugly, too much, too unprocessed, or any feeling that people can't hold or you don't feel like is safe for them to hold. So yeah, I just wanted to like echo that I feel like it is the perfect time. And, you know, I'm thinking of like my little like teen self. I remember like screaming into a pillow when I was so angry about, you know, a certain period of time, like within my family. And I just remember like I had nowhere to let that rip. And I didn't feel like it was okay. I felt like there's something wrong with me. I felt like I couldn't disturb anyone else in the family if I just kind of let it rip. And if I would have seen, you know, this visual expression of this ceremony of sorts, moving through the anger, the grief, and then into this like pleasure, ecstasy, like, I don't know. I just feel as though that's like a key of permission for so many women.
Yeah, that's really, you know, I work with my spiritual mentor, Mark Gaffney. I was telling him about this performance that I had recently of performing my single at our Arcadia Festival. And he asked me, what was it that the audience needs? Like, what was it that you were feeling? Because you were up there in a visceral knowing that this was like really landing for people. Like, what is it that they need? And I dropped into my heart for a second, and I, you know, didn't answer right away. But what I could feel was they need the permission. They need to see that it's possible and that it's okay. Because just like you said, like, it doesn't feel safe to be able to go there in any way, or like you have to hide it, you know? And also all of the, if I express it and my environment shames me for it or makes me feel guilty, then I'm again rejecting an aspect of myself and fracturing off. And you can't call all aspects of you in your power home to be the entirety of who you are. So it's like, it's absolutely that. It's like, I have moved through, you know, a lifetime of getting to this place. And it has taken a lot of just, I mean, death, dying and dying and dying and being reborn and dying again and being reborn and dying again and being reborn, like these constant cycles of Phoenix rising or the, you know, caterpillar going into the cocoon. I'm like, it didn't just happen for me once. It happened a lot. But to now be this embodiment where like, this art is the permission slip for you. And I don't believe that I'm special. I've been really, really blessed with, you know, being very guided to find all the tools and to find my way and to find my way into, you know, my relationship and being in my marriage with my husband, where I feel really safe and seen and held and cherished, honestly. Yeah, that whole path now is like, okay, here I am. Now what do I do with it? Like, this is your permission slip. Like, this is my hand extending out. Like, Goddess Rise is an invitation.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose. And follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.